Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept me, humble obeisance.
Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada, Ashirvadam. Hare Krishna. The purpose of this little get together is to discuss a little bit about the book called Long Live the Lord by Narayan Srinivas Prabhu. Narayan Srinivas Prabhu, you may kindly identify yourself for the benefit of those who will see later.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, I am Narayan Srinivas.
Narayan Srinivas Dasan. And also I've asked Sridhar Srinivas Prabhu to be present here because we're going to be discussing some things about Sri Vaishnava teachings and culture. And he may have something to add to this. Although mainly today I'm discussing with Narayan Srinivas, and then I'll be planning another talk with Sridhar Srinivas at some time. Well, there may be many talks in the future. So I'll just give a little background about how I came to be having this talk with you. You published this book, Long Live the Lord, which is the first decade of the, I won't try and pronounce it, I'll leave it up to you, but the section of Divya Prabandham section, which is composed by Vishnu Chitta, better known in Tamil Nadu or among the Sri Vaishnavas as Periyalvar. And again, please excuse my pronunciation. Now, I just finished reading this 2 days ago. It's a small book, can be read very quickly. I read it. One reason I read it, well, because there's thousands of books you can read and millions of books, but even within our Vaishnava circles, especially if you know not only English, but if you know Bengali or Tamil, then there are so many things to read. But I read this because in my talks on Vishnu Sahasranama, coming up soon is the name Bhaktavatsala, very, very important name. So as part of the preparation for that, I thought I'd read this book. And I'm very glad that I did. The get up of the book is very nice, very nicely printed, beautiful artwork and photographs, very good cover design, everything. And it's not a disappointment. It's not fuzz decorated in a good packet. It's a good packet and it's good contents also.
Your mercy, Guru.
Still, the publication got delayed because I seen an initial draft and said, this has to be improved, the language. So a lot of work was done on improving the quality of the English. Still, there are things to be improved there. It's a first volume. My impressions overall, the book is, the content I'm talking about, it's charming, it's delightful, it brings us into Krishna's baby Leela, the hugging from behind, how Yashoda Mai, I suppose in South India you'd say Yashoda Amma, Bengal, you'd say Ma, Yashoda Ma. So she's doing her housewife and little baby Krishna comes up behind us secretly and grabs her from behind and hugs her. And then they both start laughing. It's very beautiful. And uniquely, I'd never seen anything like this before. There's descriptions of Krishna's cute little penis dribbling urine because in India, up until recently, before they got this idea, you have to buy all these clothes for children and you have to buy this special cot for them to sleep in and all this kind of thing. The normal thing was that children, up until about the age of 7 or 8, boys and girls, would just run around naked. But they would have jewelry. It's described Krishna had so much jewelry, but there was no attempt to hide their private parts because it's not private at that age. Of course, in the modern age, it's such a bad age, you might want to hide it anyway. But it's very nice to hear about Krishna's cute little penis and dribbling urine. And you really get an idea, the pleasure of a mother, even in ordinary society. I mean, I'm not talking in particular about Krishna, but how the pleasure mothers have in their children, especially in their sons, I suppose. But I think that's not there nowadays. Nowadays, life is so different. And girls are not raised to be girls. They're raised to do jobs. And they see children as a nuisance, or even if they like the children, which most of them do still. But that culture which is integrated with Krishna among the Vaishnavas, seeing the child, Lala, in North India, they'll say, just seeing their child, just as Yashoda saw her son. Now, you wrote in the book that you were inspired by your father to translate this.
Yes, good.
Now, in your childhood, did you learn all this? Did you hear all this? Was there, well, there's that there in your background. I should say that both of you are from Sri Vaishnava Brahmin backgrounds, and especially the Sri Vaishnava culture is especially being carried forward in the Brahmin families up to the present day. Although it's not that all Sri Vaishnavas are Brahmanas by any means. And of course there are Vaishyas, Chetiyas, who also follow the culture, but especially that culture of chanting the Prabandhams, which would especially be among the Tengalai, I suppose, although it's open to all Sri Vaishnavas. That's especially the Divya Prabandhams, yes. Seems to be especially given emphasis by the Tengalai. So did you learn these? To chant this in your childhood, these prayers, or prayers, or
Gurmaraja. Though I was born in Srivilliputtur, birthplace of Sri Andal and Priyarvar.
I lived
in Srivilliputtur only for an year.
Oh, I see. Let we can just explain a little bit about Srivilliputtur. Among all the Sri Vaishnava holy places. Divya Deshams has a very, very special significance. Very famous are Tirupati and Sri Rangam, but Srivilliputtur for the Sri Vaishnavas, that has very, very special significance, unique as being the birthplace of Andal, and who married the Lord. So, and still that Sri place. Rangana. Especially in Srivilliputtur, the culture is centered around Andal. More, is it?
Yes.
Practically, it's more. They're more fond
Correct.
Of her. It's like more fond yes. of her than the Lord himself, Periyar himself. Is that how you said? The Lord?
Sri Ranganath.
So that's obviously a very strong parallel with Radha in Gaurya Vaishnavism, how many Gaurya Vaishnavas, actually all Gaurya Vaishnavas, they give more importance to Radha. And in general, in the Sri Vaishnava community, and there is a big difference between the Tengalai and Vadagalai in this matter, but the lot of importance is given to Sri, to Lakshmi, and her position, again, in Tengala and Vadigala, it's seen differently. And that that contrasts a lot with the Madhvas, who they really put Sri on a lower pedestal, but the Sri Vaishnavas put Sri higher, practically, or at least equal than the Lord, whereas Madhvas put her down, in at least philosophically. But anyway, in that place, it's very, very strong. and the worship of Andal. And having been born there, you only lived there for 1 year. But that culture must have come with you.
Not 2 years only I lived.
Yeah, so you don't remember that.
Yes, but I was going to Srivilliputtur. But I was going to Srivilliputtur every year for annual holidays, and they used to be there for 1 month at least, particularly during the Adipura Mutsavam for Andal. And that time, this Nalayaradipya Prabandham songs will be sung and enacted as dance by the Arayas. So I have watched them, but I could not understand the significance at that time. Later, when my father told, after I joined ISKCON, and my father
after
told,
you joined ISKCON,
there are 473 songs. Yes, after I joined ISKCON, my father told me that there are 473 songs sung by Periyarvar on Krishna. Then I purchased the CDs, I listened to the songs. I was so impressed. I could understand the Arayar's gestures after listening to these songs.
I see.
So that's why I was interested.
So I think a lot of people nowadays, they would go there and see that, but because they don't have the education and the background, they don't really understand what's going on.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Whereas previously in the past.
Yes. Unless and until you know these. Yeah.
What you have translated here is not for beginners in Krishna consciousness or Vaishnavism. It's you, because from the very beginning, there's descriptions of how the Lord, he's with his different weapons, and how he favored Kubja and Satyabhama and so many things. So you have to know a lot. You have to know all about Krishna Leela even before you can start to begin to understand it. Isn't it?
Yes, Guru Maharaj, I learned all about Krishna only in ISKCON. After knowing about Krishna in ISKCON, I heard Periyarvar has sung 473 songs. I read these Periyarvar songs and listened to them. Then I could understand the significance of Periyarvar songs describing the pastimes of Krishna Guru.
I see.
It's all because of my ISKCON background.
I see. So in you were raised in a Sri Vaishnava family, and definitely there must have been some idea of Vaishnavism, some idea, something like that. I mean, were you aware that you're in
yes.
a Sri Vaishnava
that was very
family?
Little. Yes. As though I was born in Srivilliputtur, I was brought up in Chennai, Guru Maharaj, and my father, since he was working in Chennai, we got detached from the daily activities of, you know, Sri Sampradaya people, which is, you know, practiced in Srivilliputtur. So we were not very, you know, strict. We were not very strict Sri Vaishnavas, but we were devotees. We were practicing devotional service at home, but we were not singing Nalayaradipya Prabandham or listening to Nalayaradipya Prabandham regularly.
What were you doing at home? How much was your practice? As you were raised as a child.
In my childhood, I have been told the stories of Ramayana, Mahabharata, and some little stories about Krishna's pastimes as a child. So I know, I heard all the pastimes of Krishna, but not Nalayaradipya Prabandham songs. Exactly.
Oh, I see. Who told you all that?
My grandmother, my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So from them I heard all.
But you didn't have any daily practices like archan or recitation of anything?
All these things, the devotional service for me started only after joining ISKCON.
I see.
Till then, I was just going to the temple. I was just going to the temple whenever some important festival days were there. Or I was doing regular aarti at home. That was for about 5 minutes, 10 minutes. That's all. Not beyond.
Mm-hmm. Who taught you to do that?
Since my father used to do regularly at home, I just followed him.
That means when you left home, you went to college, or was it outside Chennai?
No, college was also, I studied in Chennai only, Guru
So
Maharaj.
when you
My
moved
college
away
studies
from
were in Chennai
home,
only.
when did you first move away from home?
I left home in the year 1977 when I became a medical representative and was posted at Tanjore.
I see. Did you start to do home puja at home then yourself at that time?
As long as I was a bachelor, I never did any puja. Only after I got married, when I set up my own home, I started doing the puja again.
I see. And your job as a medical representative, you were that was you started that before you were married, presumably.
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
So your wife saved you.
Nineteen.
Your wife saved you. She
Yes,
made you
maybe
go
after the
somewhere.
marriage, I. Yes, Guru Maharaj, correct, correct. She was always devoted right from the beginning.
Yeah, often the women are more devoted. Oh, when I think of your background and my background, I mean, it's not much that you did, but whatever it is, it's incomparable because something compared to nothing, not only nothing, but much worse than nothing is my background. You had something. And you didn't, I, in your home life and in your school life, you didn't learn any grossly sinful activities. But oh, what a difference! What a difference. Now,
In fact,
you want to say something about that?
yes, up to the year 2005, when I was working, I for first 15, 20 years, I was in the domestic marketing. Then for the next 12 years, I was in international marketing, traveling to all the foreign countries. So till 2005, I never indulged in puja. But after 2005, when I quit my job and started my own agency, at that time only I started reading Bhagavad Gita, which I purchased some 5 years earlier from
That
one
was
of the
probably
ISKCON devotees. That is
that.
how I got. Yes,
Uh-huh.
as it is. Bhagavad Gita as it is.
What effect did that
I
have on you?
purchased it some 5 years earlier.
When you started reading that, that did that like awaken some old sanskars or something like this?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. In fact, when I started reading Bhagavad Gita, I started reading from the first page, about right from the introduction of Srila Prabhupada. I was so much impressed by what Srila Prabhupada has done at that old age. I was so much impressed about Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I went into the website of ISKCON, studied about the mantra, and I started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra at home. Then within the next 2 days, I went to ISKCON, a big temple, and from the say on the same day, I don't know what mercy Gauranitai had on me. I brought Gauranitai deities on the same day home. Right from the day my worship started, Guru Maharaj.
Well, in Gita, as you read, that Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe, very pious people who practiced yoga in their previous lives, they take birth in situations like yours. And even without the rigid training
Yes,
that
Guru
your
Maharaj, I think so.
forefathers would have had, still there's something very positive there, which
Yes, Guru
flowered
Maharaj.
when you came
Yes,
in
that's
contact
right.
with the Krishna consciousness movement that Srila Prabhupada brought to the Western
Yes,
world.
yes,
Now, you say
yes.
you started, you heard the recordings and you started chanting these verses. Now, that's in Mani Pravala, right? These Divya Prabandhams, is that right?
The Nalayana Divya Prabandham songs are in Tamil only, Guru
Only
Maharaj. They are
Tamil.
in Tamil.
Only
But
Tamil.
the
Oh, Mani
in
Pravala came
Tamil, but
later.
the translation, no, the translation and Vyakhyanam by Periyavachan Pillai are in Mani
I see. Now that's a very old Tamil, must be. It's not like the Tamil spoken
Yeah,
today.
it is Tamil mixed with Sanskrit.
No, but
Yes,
I mean the
Tamil
Tamil
mixed
of
with Sanskrit.
the Tamil of the Prabandhams, that I don't see much Sanskrit in there. It seems to be just pure Tamil.
No,
Most.
Tamil of Prabandham is pure Tamil.
Yeah, yeah.
Tamil
Yeah.
of Prabandham is pure Tamil. But the translation and the Vyakhyanam done by Parivachan Pillai is in Manipravas.
Yeah, I've heard the Prabandhams being chanted, and it's very. I don't understand
yeah.
Tamil any more than I understand Chinese. Well, maybe a little bit more, but it sounds very, very beautiful and devotional the way it's chanted. It's just the sound of it is uplifting
very,
and purifying.
Yes, very sweet.
Just to hear it, very yeah, it's very, very sweet. Just to hear it, even not understanding it. But that old Tamil, that it's or classical Tamil, you can follow that to a large extent, is it, still?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Fortunately, till my 11th standard, in schools, that time we had books, Tamil books, poetry books, which included songs from Nalaira, Ditya Prabandham, and other Vedas. So I was able to read very nicely at that time, Tamil, so I could do it again when I started reading.
Oh, I see. They gave you classical Tamil education also. And that would be also the Shaiva poets. They also composed.
Yeah, Shaiva poets. Yeah, Shaiva poems were there. Yeah, Ditya Prabandham songs are also were there. So many songs were there.
And they watched that, the... What's the name? There's a very famous Tamil poetic composition. What is that?
Thirukkural.
Thirukkural.
Thirukkural by Thiruvalluvar.
Yeah, that's still taught in Tamil.
That also I read.
That's all in old Tamil, I guess, but you could follow it well enough.
Yes, because I studied in Tamil medium only up to 11th standard.
I see. Well, I must say it's very inspiring to me to read this book, and it's very inspiring to see you so inspired. This is
Thank
just pure, pure Krishna consciousness. There's nothing. Of course, there's philosophical underlying it, but it's bhav. It's just rich, loving feelings for the Lord. And it's very uplifting. And it's also very inspiring to see that various Sri Vaishnava scholars have highly praised your work, what you're doing. They very much appreciate that. And they note that...
Yes, Guru Maharaj, fortunately.
Yeah, they note that it's like a bridge between Sri Vaishnavas and Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because you're from a Sri Vaishnava background. Now you're practicing Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Yeah.
And with the knowledge and the bhav, the feelings that you've brought in from your both backgrounds, you're combining
yes.
both the translations of the commentaries of the Sri Vaishnavas and shedding more light on that, especially from
yes.
The writings of Srila Prabhupada, which are translated from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita also.
Yeah, you've quoted. Yeah, because definitely the Prabandhams, they follow after, or they're based on the Gita, especially the Vishnu Purana, and the Leelas of Krishna. Did you get any feedback after the publication? Devotees read it from Sri Vaishnava background or Gaudiya or our own ISKCON background. Did you get feedback?
By Guru and Krishna's mercy, whoever has read the book has appreciated the book very much. I humbly feel the real reason is it's just a compilation. It's not my original writing, Guru Maharaj. It's just a compilation of Parivachan's word and Srila Prabhupada's word. That's why they like it. It's not because of my writing.
But it's very sweetly strung together. And the verses themselves, you personally translated those verses, did you?
Yes, yes, Guru Maharaj. Yes, Guru
It's they can feel the feelings come through all the way. The very title is transcendentally shocking. Long live the Lord. Because you don't bless
yes.
the Lord.
Because,
you ask him to bless us.
Yes.
So that's Peri Alva's.
First song.
Yeah. You describe that, how
the first song of Peri Alva is he is blessing the Lord. So that's yeah, why
in the mood of a parent.
From long live the queen.
He's in the mood of a parent who's seeing the he understands he's the Lord. But at the same time, in a mood of parent, he wants to bless him so that he can be strong and stand up to the enemies and live a long life. So it's quite a shocking, but not in a transcendentally pleasing way. Amazing, you could say, that a devotee can bless the Lord.
Hare Krishna.
That Srila Prabhupada, in his commentary on or his summary study of Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, he writes that because Sandipani Muni blessed Krishna, that whatever he says will remain respected in human society forever. That's why his Bhagavad Gita has attained importance, because of the blessing of his guru.
Yes. Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Which... That's not something for beginners. First we learn how we're completely dependent on Krishna. And then later we learn how Krishna is completely dependent on his devotees. The Gita starts, the Bhagavatam starts off with the solid declaration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Swarat, he is independent. Janmadya sayatam vyat itaratascha sayishvagvignya swarat. He creates everything, he maintains everything, he destroys everything. He knows everything. How? He's independent. It's just his inherent quality. That's all. But then later we find in the Bhagavatam, aham bhakta paradhino, nahya swatantra iva dvija. He tells Durvasa Muni, you've been reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, but they you got it wrong. There's something wrong there. I am not independent. I am dependent on my devotees. So don't believe what they tell you. Listen to me personally, he says. So both things are true. He's absolutely independent and he's absolutely dependent. Both things are true. And baby Krishna, when he's running away in fear from Yashoda, it's real fear. It's real fear. Mother Yashoda is coming with a stick and the angry look on her face. She's really angry at Krishna. She really wants to punish him for being a bad boy. These are, it's inconceivable.
The letter sent by you, the letter from Srila Prabhupada, the disciple Uttama Shloka Prabhu, sent by you, has confirmed that really Krishna was afraid of his mother because he was covered by Yogamaya. Potentiality.
Yeah,
so he forgot he was the Lord.
That's stated in Kunti's prayers also, right? Kunti says that...
Kunti's prayers, as well as in Bilva Mangala Thakur's prayer also.
It's amazing.
Uttama Shloka Prabhu has quoted from Bilva Mangala
that you are afraid, even though you are feared by fear personified. Now, going through this, I obvious also there's a major difference in the Gaudiya Vaishnava outlook and the Sri Vaishnava outlook, or we may take it right back to the Shastra itself in the Bhagavatam outlook, because from the Bhagavatam we find Mother Yashoda, she's a village woman, she has no knowledge of Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even sometimes she does, she twice sees all the universe in Krishna's mouth, but then she just forgets it. She thinks it's some illusion or something like that. But here we find it's the same Yashoda and the same Krishna referred to as Kanna or Kannan. But she loves
Yes.
him, but at the same time, she's praising him that you are the one who destroys all the demons. You, it's anachronistic in as much she talks about future things, killing Kamsa and literally uplifting Kubja, speaks about Satyabhama, doesn't speak about his relationship with the gopis. But it's there's a very a very strong motherly love and a very strong appreciation of Krishna as being not called Krishna. It's a pet name, Kanda. They don't call him Krishna so much, but the pet name, the child's pet name. But a very strong and spontaneous motherly feelings. But at the same time, and you can see this is very much in Sri Vaishnava mentality, which is very, that's a very big difference between Gauriya's, because the Sri Vaishnava mentality is always see him as supreme. Whereas Gauriya's,
as supreme, yes.
The ultimate aim is to transcend even seeing him as supreme and just love him for who he is. Now, obviously, we see in Periyalava's, it's not even so much a writing, it's an effusion of bliss from his heart. It's not intellectual in the sense of someone sits down and tries to write something scholarly, but it's just an effusion of bliss from his heart. But even while he's blessing, he's saying, long live the Lord. It's still the Lord. It's not my.
Yes.
So it's very, very strongly there. At the same time, there are very strong loving feelings, which are compatible in the Sri Vaishnava system, but in our Gauriya system, that's just forgotten. And we don't find it in the Bhagavatam, that conscious that the Vrajavas. Yeah. They do and they don't. Sometimes they do, and sometimes even the gopis, you find that Akhila Dehinam Antaratma Drik. You are the indwelling seer in everyone's heart. They mention to Krishna. Nakalu Gopika Gopi Nandano Bhavan. You are not just the darling son of Yashoda. But I feel that they're also saying that sarcastically, because Krishna time to time tells them, I'm the Supreme Lord. And they joke with him, come on. We saw you as a kid passing stool in your mother's house. So you can never tell what's going on with the gopis, but there is some kind of knowledge of that. But even if they know he's the Supreme Lord, they're not interested in him being the Supreme Lord. It doesn't, for them, it's just a joke. It's just something else to joke about. Like when Krishna comes home from the cowherd pastures and the cowherd boys come with him and they've seen Brahma praying to him and they mimic as if they're Lord Brahma and they think it's just a big joke. There's this funny guy with four heads. And another time, there's a funny guy with eyes all over his body. And they just think it's a big joke. Oh, you're the supreme. They think it's just a big joke. So it's a very different mood among the Gauriyas. Oh, and also, several times mentioned, Yashoda mentioned this Vishnu Chitta enacting the mood or reliving the mood of Yashoda. And she says, or he says, that you are the son of Devaki, your name is Vasudeva. So they're very conscious of that. Whereas in our Gauriya, at least what we understand from Bhagavatam, they don't want to think about that.
Yeah.
They don't accept
it. It is not there.
Not there, not wanted. It's
in fact many many of the pastimes described by Priyarva are not there in Srimad Bhagavatam, but whatever is described by Priyarva is strikingly similar to Srimad Bhagavatam. And Dr. Ananda Brahmacharya of Chennai told me why it is similar to Srimad Bhagavatam is because Priyarvar has read Srimad Bhagavatam and taken the pastimes from the stream from Srimad Bhagavatam also on display.
Now, for Krishna Leela, mostly the Sri Vaishnavas, they refer to Vishnu Purana, which is very similar to Bhagavatam.
Yes, Vishnu Purana.
Hmm. Yes. In which Krishna is presented as the eighth avatar of Vishnu. Whereas in Bhagavatam, he is Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Now, one thing you stated is that Vishnu Chitta, he's sees himself as Mother Yashoda, is it? Or he's just reenacting the bhava? Because in the Nectar Devotion, it's stated that if you think that you can become Mother Yashoda or Nanda Maharaj, it's a kind of Mayavad. So what is the bhav there? Could you explain that?
Actually, it is... I have explained it in the book also, Guru Maharaj. Priyarvar, with the blessings of Krishna, actually sees the pastimes being enacted. There, Yashoda is there, Krishna is there, Gopis are there. Pastimes are being, enacted there. Yeah. And he is seeing it. He is listening to Yashoda Mai's songs. And he is singing them in his own words.
But in one point, I should have marked the page, but you also seem to say that he's like entered into that consciousness also. Something like that. Maybe not.
He has entered into the pastimes.
I see. Another interesting thing is that they say that he's born in some place or other. It gives a Tamil name for his
Trikoshtiyu.
Birthplace.
Trikoshtiyu.
Is that the Tamil name for Vrindavan?
Yeah, Trikoshtiyu.
Is that a Tamil name for Vrindavan, is it? Or that's a town in Tamil Nadu?
No.
Please explain.
Yeah, it's a Divya Desam in Tamil Nadu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Trikoshtiyur is the name of that place. And Trikoshtiyur is a Divya Desam in Tamil Nadu. Why? And that is the place where Ramanujacharya gives Om Namo Narayana mantra to everybody.
Oh, and he was born there.
Periyarvar has... Sri Ramanujacharya was not born there. But that is where he gave out the mantra Om Namo Narayana to everybody from the temple wall. He stood on the temple wall and gave.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reason for Priyarvar choosing Trikoshtiyur as the birthplace of Krishna, there are two reasons for that. One is, in this Trikoshtiyur, once when Hiranyaksha was there, the demons were creating a lot of problems. So the demigods all assembled in Trikoshtiyur to plan how to tackle this Hiranyaksha. That time the Lord also appeared there and told them, don't worry, I will come and kill him. So that's why that place is known as Trikoshtiyur. Tiru means auspicious, Goshti means where all the demigods met. So that is one reason.
Oh, like Goshti.
And another reason
Goshti coming together,
Yes, Goshti. Hmm. Yeah. And one of the Periyarvar's friend, famous friend, I've forgotten his name. He was born in that place. So to glorify his friend, Periyarvar wanted to highlight Trikoshtiyur as the birthplace of Krishna.
But isn't that his divine vision that in one sense, Krishna's pastimes, they're also taking place there as like a mirror image or something? That's also a possible explanation. Is there any explanation by the acharyas about this? Not that you know of.
The pastimes being enacted there?
Yeah.
His pastimes are not enacted there. His pastimes are enacted only in Goloka. And Priyarvar is actually visualizing them and sometimes he is participating in them also.
I see. But participating how?
Yes, because in the first decade, we see only Krishna's pastimes in the Kaumara stage. In the second decade, third decade, and all Pahuanda stage and Kaishora stage are all
that's
so
coming
described.
Up. That's
Gopis
coming
are
up.
Also the pastimes with Gopis up. Are also coming up. And in the Pahuanda stage, Krishna's Gopa friends. Periyarvar becomes one of the Gopa friends of Krishna, And he is participating in the pastimes. And
see,
then he
I
sings.
See. Now, in the Sridhar Srinivas, I hope you're tuning in there because we're going to ask you some questions also.
Yes, go ahead.
We find in our Gaurīya Sampradaya, beginning at the beginning with Rupa Goswami, there is much analysis of Krishna Leela in terms of rasa vichar, what everyone's thinking, the expressions and everything. And definitely something is there, but is there, it, definitely that's being described here. But has that been analyzed in a systematic way by anyone in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya as it has been in the Gaurīya Vaishnava Sampradaya? Do you know anything about that? Rasa vichar, we can say.
So, hey. Guru Maharaj, yeah. In Rahasya Traya Saram by Vedanta Deshikar, there is a clear statement that in Krishna's, in the whole creation, there is a Leela Vibhuti, and there is a Nitya Vibhuti or the Vaikunta Vibhuti. So all the Leelas from Ragasya Trayasaram, we find that all these Leelas are happening in the manifested world of this world, Leela Vibhuti. So then what do the, then this comes a question, what do they do in Vaikunta Vibhuti? So it's a little complex topic where it takes on to the different types of liberations of the five Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya, Sarishtya, and then Sayujya. So this understanding by Sri Vaishnavas is that Sayujya, what they define as Sayujya, it's not the way what Gaudiyas understand as Sayujya, very important definition. Sayujya means to become one in a complete union of consciousness. One in a union of consciousness. That means there is no other thought other than the jiva goes to Vaikunta, maintains individuality, and completely enjoys the Lord, actually. And the Lord enjoys. So there is a union which is indescribably sayujya of consciousness. So this is called paramapadam. But there are also some devotees who go to the Vaikunta Loka, but they return back as well for service. But they are liberated souls. They are not falling down. But by their choice of kainkarya, they want to return back. So this is where Vedanta Deshikar, it's a big question in a scripture called Virodha Pariharam. That means he is offering, Vedanta Deshikar is raising the question of how is that, what happens in the Vaikunta Loka, how is this devotees coming back to the Leela Vibhuti? Leela Vibhuti means coming back to the material. So all the Leelas are happening only in this material realm. Not that they are materialistic. Not to minimize their...
Sounds a lot more interesting down here than up there.
That's actually, that comes to a good point, Guru Maharaj. Exactly. The Gaudiyas would say like that as Jivan Mukta. I mean, we find that na danam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching there.
Nama janmani janmani shri.
He's not even interested in that way. It's a, everything is happening here all the time. So
well, we also in Gaurīya system, we say that the parakīya bhav is the topmost, and that's especially relishable in the material sphere.
Yes,
not that Gokul Vrindavan as manifested within the material world has anything to do with the material world, but it's within the material world and it's not. But the part, that particular sweetness can be relished more, it's more prominent here.
Yes. So to answer your one question, Guru Maharaj,
actually, as far as I
the rasa vichara is there, but it's very limited. I mean, when we say very limited, that would be a controversial point, but it is very much focused on complete dasya. But at the same time, the jiva in Paramapadam is described in a vishishta advaitam of consciousness. That is a very specific. It's a
That's where Sayuja unified, comes in. Sayuja, unity, but they're still separate somewhat.
Separate. Mm. But how much it is, and that's one explanation that I could understand is achintya. That could be explained as achintya. It cannot be described in our words.
Mm.
So there is some rasa vichara which cannot be.
Yeah, but from what I understand, Rupa Goswami, he was the first to really, really bring in this whole concept. And the whole concept of the higher rasas, definitely is that we definitely have in this in the Periyalava's writings the Vatsalya Bhav, but it doesn't seem to be so much specified, the Vatsalya Bhav and the Madhurya Bhav, it doesn't seem to be so much specified, and also even within the Sakya Bhav, there's Vishramba and Sagorav Sakya Bhav. Yes, so the idea of just completely forgetting that Krishna is supreme and that we're not subordinate to him. He's equal to or subordinate to us. That is a special contribution of Rupa Goswami, which even objectively speaking is the it's the zenith of theism to go to become so much in love with God that you just forget he's God altogether. The fact that he's God becomes an obstacle in your love. Just like the wife of the president of America, if she thinks of him primarily as the president of America, then that's an obstruction in her relationship with him as a husband. The affectionate relationship as husband and wife, in their case, overshadows that of the, I don't know if they have any affection, but at least theoretically like that. So anyway, you get the point. Mm.
Guru Maharaj, just one point I wanted to make
what
sure.
What I have actually noticed, Guru Maharaj, is that.
Yeah, please go on.
Shall I?
Yeah, please.
Yes. But what I have actually noticed, Guru Maharaj, in Periyarvar's songs, all the 4 or 5 decades, if one reads, he will find Vatsalya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, Sakya Bhav, all these rasas are there. There are many songs in Madhurya Bhav, there are many songs in Sakya Bhav, there are many songs in Vatsalya Bhav. But what is being highlighted by Sri Sampradaya scholars is mainly the Aishwarya Bhav. So these other rasas are getting hidden in their writings or in their speakings, actually, Guru Maharaj.
Yeah. Well, even in this first decade, there is a very strong Vatsalya Bhav of Yashoda Amma. But it's the consciousness of the Aishwarya Bhav of him being supreme. It's also very prominent at the same time.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So that's why all the other rasas have actually been overtaken by the Aishwarya Bhav, and they are not explained in detail, actually. That is why when I take the writings from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and mix it with the writings of this Sri Sampradaya scholar, it becomes very, very wonderful and very sweet. That is the reason. Finds it very nice.
It is very sweet. But we find at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna meditating and saying that those who approach me with Aishwarya Bhav, it's an obstruction to pure love. He used the word shithila, means
yes.
that very tight love, can't be there as long as they're thinking of me as God. Yes. So this is heart-touching and delightful and charming, but what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, it takes it up to a different dimension. You're going to say something, Sridhar Srinivas Prabhu? And of course, it's very controversial, our Sri Vaishnava friends are very tolerant, I must say, most of them. They have such a nice culture of appreciation of us, even of me. I mean, I'm saying myself not as an individual, but as coming from the West. They have a very good culture of appreciation. We can learn. Yeah, please say.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. I just wanted to, as Your Holiness pointed out, I didn't want this to become a controversial statement, but Nammalvar describes what is called as Parakiya Madhurya Bhava. It is there as Parankusha Nayaki Bhava. So he imagines, or he not imagines, he becomes a gopi. He becomes a gopi of, I mean, I for a lack of better term, I would say what we consider as Radha Shakti. Mm. Not that. So he says, I am creating. So he assumes in one decade of 10 pasurams. Then later on towards the end of the pasuram, he says, I offer my obeisances to that Thiru Madandai, Man Madandai, and Ayar Kula Kulunde. That means he is offering his obeisance to three deities of Shakti, which is Sri Devi, Bhu Devi, and then that deity which is taken birth in Ayar Kula. That means cowherd. So there is a consciousness, but there is also, as Your Holiness rightly pointed out, of switching to Sri and Bhudevi or that Vaikuntha opulence.
They can so never there is always a really, that's always there, that consciousness is there. Whereas in the Gaudiya tradition, that's left long, long way behind.
Yes, that's the one difference.
Oh, that's
the Sri Vaishnavas don't want. What I have seen is the Sri Vaishnavas, with all due respects, there's no statement I'm making, but I understand that they don't like to see this as a difference.
Mm.
Meaning, why would we differentiate between among Shaktis and I am among Purushas of Rasa Vichara? In Rasa Vichara, why would something be higher and why would be something not higher? So that in my humble opinion, again, I will need to research this further, is a Vishishta Advaitam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different approach. It's a different approach, and it's not something to be argued about. It's just the way that the Sampradaya is, and it's completely perfect, and we have no argument with it. Maybe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a joking way, he joked with Venkata Bhatta about how the gopi's position is superior to that of Lakshmi, because Lakshmi wanted to become a gopi, but she couldn't because she couldn't give up being Lakshmi. But that was in a joking way. It wasn't that he was out to defeat them or put them down or any such thing.
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Okay, well, this...
In fact, Sri Sampradaya scholars would like to discuss.
I'm
sorry, Guru Maharaj.
Oh, definitely they'll want to...
Sri Sampradaya scholars would like to discuss the Kaumara pastimes, the Pauganda pastimes, only they don't come to the Kaishora pastimes of Sri Krishna at all. They don't discuss this Kaishora pastimes much at all. In fact, Sri Andal in her Nachiyar Thirumuri, in Nachiyar Thirumuri, she has sung 143 songs full of Madhurya Bhav, and she wants to be with Kannan totally. That Nachiyar Thirumuri is not discussed much by Sri Sampradaya scholar.
But even her seeing Kanna, it seems to me that they'll always see him as they can never get it out of their minds that he is supreme. That's always there, at least, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Whereas in Vrindavan, if that comes, they it's just like a matter of joke or something. Oh, just like what is that? That Pavan Sarovar is there when the gopis tell Krishna, come on, you're always boasting that you're Ram. The only thing you have in common with him is that you have a bunch of monkeys, but all your monkeys can do is steal the butter. And those monkeys, they build a bridge over the ocean. You can't even build a bridge over this Pavan Sarovar. And then Krishna got his monkeys to do it. So it's like that. They joke. We know Krishna. Yeah, we heard from Purnamasi that we know you're very cruel to women. You see, as Rama, you cut off the nose of, or in Ramalila, Shurparnaka, the nose was cut off. And then you're always cheating people, like Bali was a very good man, and then Vamana came and cheated him. So what can we expect? You're like that. But it's, they know about his greatness, but at the same time, they just see his crookedness. As from what they get from him being Rama, and from being Vamana is his crookedness, not his superiority. And they say, we heard from Purnamasi. Well, I said, you a Rama? Really? Doesn't seem to really fit with them because Rama and Krishna are so different in their whole outlook. Of course, this is all way up there. Okay. So what are your present and future translations? How's it going on?
I have already completed the second decade, third decade, and I'm fourth decade also. I'm on to fifth decade, and there is only one more decade, sixth decade. I have completed about 385 songs. Totally 473 songs are there. So in another maybe 1 month, I would like to complete the entire 473 songs. And I'm uploading now. I'm not publishing the book. I'm uploading them in my website, Prabandham 4000.
Oh, you're not going to physically publish it?
For free reading.
You're not going to physically publish it?
No.
I see. Why is that? Is it difficult to sell, or is it a big endeavor? Or
the reason is because, the problem is when I publish a book, I have to go around, distribute it so that it reaches many people. And that takes a lot of my time from writing. So instead of that, I thought if I write and upload them, anybody can read it. It will reach more number of people that way.
I see. And are you having the English checked again by that Mataji in Ireland? I can't remember. Kurma.
No, not with that Mataji. Yeah, Dheera Lalita Mataji.
With someone else, you're having it done?
I'm circulating it amongst my friends and relatives. They are taking it and I'm uploading that.
No, but someone looking after the English, improving the English?
No, English is only by my friends and relatives.
I see, because I do remember the first draft. I was quite strong about that you really have to get it improved. And it is a lot improved from the first draft that you did.
Yes, yes.
But it still could do some work.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Okay, well, may all the acharyas bless you to go on with this. Sri Lakshmi Tatachar of Melkote. He wants you to do all the prabandhams. You have to live another lifetime to do that.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
That's more than one lifetime to do.
But Krishna wants me to do.
Yeah. Well, he's blessing you to come back, I guess. Otherwise, how are you going to do it?
Oh my God. I don't know. For writing this, maybe, yes, I would like to come back. Not for anything else.
No. Why else would we want to come in this world? All right. Well, I won't take you any more of your time. You can get back to your writing. You're also you're in Hyderabad now. That's you're still some family
yes,
duties.
Yes, Guru Maharaj at home.
Yeah.
Yes, tomorrow is my father's Shraddham.
Oh, right. So you came for doing that, is it?
Yes.
You came for that purpose. And you'll do that where at that that Sri Vaishnav temple, which where there are several in Hyderabad, which we'll do it there. Which one? The there's that Narasimhata, is it?
No, there are Srimad Andavan Ashram. Srimad Andavan Ashram is there. But I do it in a Sri Vaishnava's house where they have all the arrangement. So we do it there.
I see.
Yeah. It's exclusive.
I see. All right then. All right then. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. Mancha, please accept my humble obeisances.
Mancha kalpa tarubhyascha.
Mancha kalpa tarubhyascha. Vaishnavibhyo
namo namaha. Hare Krishna.
Ramas.